This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm about 12 miles east of Alva, Oklahoma, visiting with Chase Eisenbart. I'm here in the combine with him. And Chase, tell me a little bit about your wheat harvest this year.
Well, we're moving along pretty good. We've had a little better weather. We had kind of a rough start with some rain there. Kind of kept us from getting in the field. But our test weights have been really pretty good, running 62 to 64 pounds. We've been pretty happy with that. Depending on your variety, proteins have, you know, kind of average anywhere from 9 to 14, really. Yields are really not too bad, better than we expected, than we were going to have a few months ago when it was dry. Really didn't think we were going to have much of anything to cut, and we've seen some 40 bushel wheat, so we're pretty pleased with that.
Well, I know, as you said, the weather's had a lot to do with what's gone on with your harvest, and it's dry and continues to be dry, but then all of a sudden you start getting rains and the rains don't want to stop.
Boy, they kind of came, we were kind of worried about that. We thought, well, if it ever starts, it's going to start right when we get ready to cut wheat, and it kind of did. We're fortunate we haven't had to fight too much mud, though. It really has been, we've been pretty lucky, but there at the beginning it was pretty wet.
Have you had any problems with moisture content in your wheat?
We have not. Most everything's been in the 12s. We go south and cut a little bit of wheat to start with, so we were a few days late getting here. That kind of helps us along. We were kind of ready to go time we got here.
Well, I know that around Alfalfa County and that area, there's been a little bit of hail from what I understand. Did you get any of that?
We have seen a little bit of hail over towards just a grain elevator called Ashley. Kind of unusual for some hail to be there, but we did have a little bit of hail damage. Not much, I would say 10% or so. We were very fortunate in this area to kind of escape a lot of those storms that they've had around us that, you know, kind of got cleaned out. We didn't have anything like that.
Really, this wheat doesn't look too bad. There's few weeds in there, but you know, the rains will do that.
Yeah, those later rains really brought on a flush of green. That's kind of our race, is to get ahead of that stuff, and we have had to turn in and spray one field or two just because we know we're not going to get there. But yeah, that's definitely got some wheat pressure.
Do you have any disease pressure? Do you see any stripe rust or anything like that?
I've heard of some being around. I think there was a, and forgive me for the name on it, there was a drier, due to that drought, a drier root rot type of disease that some neighbors had. But not too bad. Really pretty fortunate on that side of things too.
How far along do you think you are in your harvest at this point?
I would say, considering we got a little bit of a late start, but I'd say we're maybe halfway. The general area, I think we're probably moving a little bit past that. Maybe getting closer to two-thirds.
So if the weather holds, you might be out of here by the end of the week?
We're gonna have at least a week and a half left for our own wheat, I think.
And do you do any other custom harvesting for anybody else?
Just in the beginning, we go down south and we go to southwestern Oklahoma and cut some wheat for a farmer down there, and then we cut our own, and then just fall harvest. But everything else is just our own.
Now, do you think you'll double crop any of this?
We will not this year. It's a little bit tough for us to double crop right here. Some guys do it and get by with it. as a consistent year-to-year thing, though, it's kind of tough.
And overall, as you said, you're happy that it's as good as it is, I guess, is a good way to put it at this point.
Well, I am. I just really didn't know what to expect. We were worried about, you know, the grain filling. We didn't know if we'd have enough moisture to even get it filled. And it kind of, they always say you lose the wheat crop three times before you cut it, and I think we lost two of them because it was, you know, we were pretty concerned there for a while, and really, we were pretty blessed to get everything we're getting.
Thank you, Chase. I've been visiting with Chase Eisenbart, east of Alva, Oklahoma. This is Jim Wenger.